little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Alright, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 132. Yeah, we're back. Missing one girl though. But she'll be back next time, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, we have another long blonde haired idiot over here, but that's a whole other story in themselves. So, well, if you haven't heard, there's been a lot of news lately going on, especially for BlizzCon 2014 that happened at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim, California. One of them, I want to get to it right now real quick, is one of my favorite games, all-time games. I've been following it since 1998. It's called StarCraft. The final chapter of StarCraft II is the Legacy of the Void, the Protoss campaign. And I saw gameplay, and what's about to go down, it's about to be really gnarly. So, rundown is pretty much the Protoss trying to get their homeworld back, Ire, from what happened to, what Kerrigan and the Zerg did. So pretty much they took over their homeworld and turned into their own personal bitch. So, I did sign up for the demo, so hopefully I get to hear from them soon. Thank you, Blizzard. Yay! Fan nerd happiness.
You can only wish, man.
Oh, dude, I don't care, man. As long as I get in, I'll be happy. That game's gonna come out anyway, so what? I wanna beta test it. Joygasm.
Shenanigans.
No, but that's my favorite game.
Okay.
Oh, so it's kind of like you trying to beta, beta testing.
Like how I beta tested Final Fantasy 14 for PS4?
Well, just imagine if you beta testing Final Fantasy 7 Remake.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Now you know where I'm at.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah. All right. I can do that.
Yes. All right. So, as I said, we got a lot of news this week.
A little bit.
Yeah, but a lot of them are pretty cool. So, we've been playing games so far by this week. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest. Right now, the secret characters to buy or to get is Groot and Rocket Raccoon.
Nice.
So, it's pretty much the Rocket Raccoon that we know from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, wearing the jumpsuit, orange with the black stripes on it. Also, Groot the same way, too, as well. Other than that, I haven't been playing that much at all, other than Ultra Street Fighter 4 for the 360, and more of Killer Instinct for the Xbox One. And yeah, that's about it for me. I've been kind of busy this past several weeks, especially this past week as well. So, on to the news. All right, Wayne, you're up.
Yeah, it has been pretty busy gearing up for Black Friday and all that in the retail spaces. Always fun.
I've been spending
a lot of time playing Halo Master Chief Collection.
I am in that too as well, but I'll let you do that.
I am currently doing the cross-game playlist of all four games consecutively. So I'm starting with Halo 1, going all the way through. I got Halo 1 down, and I'm about halfway through Halo 2.
Same. Oh, may I also add, I've been playing the new Call of Duty, which is campaign's pretty cool, but I like the multiplayer a whole lot better, like everybody else. So,
I played a little bit of that too. Not much. I've only gotten through one mission so far. So far, I'm not impressed, but you know.
That's typical first person shooter.
Yeah. Other than what else did I play? I don't know. I've been playing a bunch of other smaller games. Oh, I played Big Hero 6 on my phone.
How is that?
It's actually fun. It's a puzzle game. So you have to line up the puzzles, get the lines to get the attack to progress through the each mission basically.
Okay. I'm
Doctor
Who. I'm actually gonna watch that Big Hero 6 this weekend with my niece. It's her birthday.
It's worth it.
she says, "Uncle, I wanna watch Big Hero 6." I'm like, "All right, cool." Saturday. I'm like, "She goes, okay."
Stay.
Yes, I know. I saw you on Facebook page.
Yeah,
backhand you right now.
Better stay. Way too many people skipped out.
As far as
why,
I don't know why.
They just didn't. I guess they didn't
expect
link
it
together. The fact that it was a
Marvel movie.
It looked too much like an actual Disney
animated
movie.
Yeah.
So they didn't link it that it was an actual Marvel movie, even though.
Oh, those feels.
Like every other Marvel movie, you know.
You stay after the end credits.
But just like most other Marvel movies, counting. You have this
Daredevil
cameo in the movie.
Yeah.
So
That should have given it away that something would be at the end.
We will discuss about his cameo after this weekend.
It's just a really simple.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, it's typical. But it's a pretty awesome one.
The security guard for Captain America 2. The what do you call that? The guy in the library wearing a headphones wearing Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Librarian.
Yep. Who else?
The old man in the bench playing chess. During the Avengers?
The Avengers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He played the janitor at Peter Parker's school in the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the actual Ultimate Spider-Man TV show.
Okay.
Cartoon, yeah.
Yeah. And also, what was the other one? Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy when he was getting sugar-coated by the young woman. Or he's trying to sugar-coat the young woman.
Yep.
Good old Bradley Cooper. Really? What was his wife trying to find?
He's had some great cameos over the years. Oh, yeah. Let's quickly get into what Jesse's been playing there, and then we'll talk a little more about Halo Master Chief.
All right, so for myself, not too much. I jumped on a little bit of Final Fantasy XIV some more. My subscription expired, and I haven't renewed it yet, so I might not be on for a little while.
But he will be on.
I will be on eventually again, sometime in the future.
It's okay. He's got an Atari you can play with.
I do.
Bastard.
Actually, I still have to fix it up and clean it up and get it working again. The reset button's busted.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I checked that, but
that can be fixed, though.
But yeah, I mean, I have been playing some Smash Brothers. Carrying it around in my pocket, just like always, you know. Gotta get the Smash Brothers.
Awesome.
But, killing it in that Smash Brothers. I found my Animal Crossing game. Jumped back on that. My town was not as badly overrun, because I guess I planned ahead and put in my beautiful ordinance, so my town didn't get overrun with weeds. So I jump back in that, and then now it's just a waiting game now. Two more days. Today is Wednesday, by the way, in case you guys are listening on some other day. Today is Wednesday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, shut up.
Weird how that works.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, we got some games coming out in 2 days, and I'm pretty stoked about that. I've been waiting a while for these games.
Nice. So, you know, that's what I forgot to mention. I did play Mario Kart on the Wii U with the new Zelda DLC.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was pretty epic. I really enjoyed that. Also, I forgot to mention the there is a beta out now for Transformers Rising on Android. I've been playing that. It is essentially the Transformers Legends game
but in Android.
On steroids. I mean, it adds a lot more to it. Runs a lot better. A lot easier progression and so forth for, you know, not having to pay money at this point. So, I'm sure that'll change. It's Mobage, after all, or Dina, whatever you want to call him. Anyways, that's been enjoyable. Anyways, Master Chief Collection.
Oh, yes!
I think the biggest thing that stands out once you start playing Master Chief Collection
is the graphics.
On Halo 2 Anniversary.
Oh yeah, the graphics. If you guys haven't picked it up,
you gotta do so.
Please. Do it.
Do it. As Jesse said, do it.
This is well worth it.
Well worth the money. You guys are a huge fan of Halo, like myself and Wayne, Jesse as well too. It's a great pickup, especially for the newer system, newer technology, newer graphics, better graphics. Hey,
I'm more of an older fan. I haven't really been following. After Halo 3, I stopped like altogether.
The cutscenes on Halo 2, when you watch those on this one now, it looks, dare I say, better than Halo 4 looked. I mean, it is amazing what they did with the graphics on those cutscenes. I mean, very high res detail.
Decide to try and take a progression step.
I mean, it almost looks realistic, almost real on the curves of graphics.
But
I mean,
it's not real, Wayne.
I know.
It's make believe.
Oh,
it's
I know.
It's real.
then you've got Halo Nightfall,
which is an awesome. Yes.
I've watched the first episode so far.
Same here.
I think the new episode's out, isn't it? Episode 2?
It should be. So I'll have to check that out tonight.
Same here.
These two nerds have been watching that.
Hey, hold on.
I have not. I've actually been following Avatar Legend of Korra.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Which we are now currently mid-season. And it is the final book in the Legend of Korra arc. There are some hints and stuff dropping that this may be the last Avatar series that Brian and Mike decide they might try and make.
Oh, wow.
So they've been doing it for, believe it or not, they've been doing it for over 11 years now. Since the beginning parts of Avatar The Last Airbender. till now, the mid-season of the last book of Legend of Korra. 11 years, man, that's a long time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Flash series is starting to pick up some steam.
Oh, hell yes!
Yeah, Flash
we're getting
Flash
that.
Flash and Arrow?
Well, that's coming up. We just got Grodd was in the previous episode.
Yes,
and
I
know. They basically have confirmed that Reverse Flash is involved.
And of course, his powers will be they're gonna introduce more of his powers.
Yep.
One of my favorites is traveling back in time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna have that.
We'll see how that plans out, because that's a very dark storyline when he does go back in time, because ultimately he wants to save his mom, which quite honestly destroys the world. So that was a tough story.
You also have
we got Gotham going on.
That's another awesome.
That's been really fun to watch. I got some few issues with it, but it's overall it's a good series.
It's only their first season.
Yeah.
And well, about 4 or 5 episodes in.
Yeah, there's some character problems, but you know, it works.
Penguin looks pretty cool.
Penguin's doing. They're doing Penguin right.
Justice, yes.
Yeah.
He's not fat. He's not overweight. He's just tall, snaggy, and does he have his monocle on?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Not yet.
Why?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna being enjoyable there. Should we get into some news?
Sure. All right, news number one. What do you got here?
Who wants to talk about Majora's Mask?
Move out the way.
All right.
Get out of here. Forgot we can't take
through
here.
All right.
So, Majora's Mask 3D, set to be coming out sometime soon. They announced it earlier this month. And so far, it's not just going to be just a regular remake.
This is going to be a better than a remake.
Yeah, it's going to be a remake and a revamp. They're going to bring a whole nother thing to the table, and it's going to be pretty exciting. So far, during the November direct presentation, they announced the Majora's Mask for 3DS. It's going to be coming out sometime spring of next year. Well, Eiji Onuma, in case you guys didn't know, he is the producer of the Legend of Zelda series. If you are Zelda fans, you didn't know who Eiji Onuma is, go stand in the corner and think about what you just did.
Either that or play in the middle of traffic.
I don't condone self-harm, but
if you're too retarded, then yes.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Video game-wise.
Yeah, okay.
Just grab that shield and run into the wall.
Yeah.
Head first.
Yeah. Well, just obviously yesterday, Eiji Onuma explained that the project's going to be more ambitious than you would have expected, and that they're actually working on it since it finished developing the Ocarina of Time 3D back in June of 2011. So they've been working on this for quite a while, and they've been keeping it under wraps.
Oh, yeah.
As even though we've been screaming at them to make a Majora's Mask 3D remake, they kept it like so tightly under wraps, man. It was like Fort Knox.
You sneaky bastards.
They were good, but
They were awesome.
But here's what he said, quote, "So although we've been working on the game for quite some time, we don't want to say it was being developed until we were at the point where we could proudly say that this is not going to be just another remake, and that's going to be worth your time." He also added that the development team has spent a lot of time making sure the gameplay experience is smoother than the original version, without taking away from the unique world, and that it hasn't removed the look or the feel of the original game, which is creepier than the other Zelda games, which is all entirely true.
It is a whole darker
realm, and I believe that was kind of like...
That was the point they were trying to make originally.
Yeah, they wanted to make it creepy, but I feel, personally, this is my own, you know, thinking here. I feel that Majora's Mask was kind of like their testing to see how dark they can try and make a Zelda game.
Well, without taking it too far.
Yeah.
And right after they released Majora's Mask, they started releasing Wind Waker, right?
Yes.
Which was them expanding in more open world kind of areas.
Yes.
And then
they needed to.
And then shortly after that, what happened? They released Twilight Princess.
Yep.
Which was a whole nother totally dark game.
Yeah.
It didn't look.
Yeah.
People, you know, thought of it as, you know, it didn't look dark, but dude, you have to. Really,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Once you start playing it, it gets really, really dark.
Insane.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why Twilight Princess is honestly one of my favorites of the Zelda series. But, It's amazing. But, he also,
said that Nintendo is going to reveal what has been changed and what features have been added to the Nintendo 3DS version soon. Not quite yet. So stay tuned for that while we try and get some more info on that sometime later on.
Meanwhile...
Yes.
Yeah.
This is pretty sweet, too.
So if you guys already have Loot Crate, this is about Loot Crate and one company that Jesse was talking about earlier.
Nintendo.
Bingo!
They decided to pair up with Loot Crate and start selling you Amiibo subscriptions through Loot Crate.
I think this is a great idea.
It's an amazing idea. This is brilliant. This is probably one of the most brilliant moves I think that Nintendo could have done with their Amiibos. Now, they're going to be releasing what's... I believe it would be called the Amiibo Loot Crate.
You know, or so Nintendo Loot Crate or something, yeah.
Named. But they're going to be, you know, releasing a special Loot Crate now with the Amiibo figurines. So, depending on which Amiibo you're going to get, hey, let us know.
I mean, you're going to get 10 different ones through, you know, between three shipments.
Yep, so. And I wonder if later on they're going to start making exclusive...
exclusive ones for...
exclusive Amiibos for different...
I don't know.
Different outlets. I mean, they have different poses and such.
Yeah.
And there's going to be extras inside the Loot Crate boxes, too. So, I mean, you're looking at anything from t-shirts to who knows what.
So...
it's going to be worth picking up. If you're playing any game that uses an Amiibo, you might want to look into this. Yep. They haven't released any pricing yet, though.
Not yet, but knowing Loot Crate, they're not going to change the price.
It's probably going to be a pretty good rate, yeah. I expect it to be very competitive.
Yep, I don't think they're going to change the price for other than their standard Loot Crate, which would be pretty interesting.
Speaking of Amiibo.
Oh, yes. They've just recently announced some more figurines that are going to be released in three phases between now and 2015.
And pretty much these figures are from the newest Smash Brothers game.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all Amiibo is right now. It's
Smash.
It's all Smash Brothers characters released as their Amiibo in their most famous pose in the Smash Brothers series, which is their signature pose.
Yeah, and now, there is actually the Mario Kart DLC update added the ability to do Amiibos as well.
Yep.
But I don't know of anything that actually works yet.
I don't think it works yet because Amiibos aren't out yet.
Nope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they add the functionality, I'm pretty sure it'll work once the Amiibo is released.
Yeah.
Which was, I guess, the whole reason for the update. But we covered that, I believe, in the last podcast.
We've talked about it a couple times, I think.
The past two
podcasts.
Yeah, we covered what you would get Mario Kart 8 when you cross over Amiibos, and same thing with Hyrule Warriors and such like that. But the new upcoming lineup for the Amiibo figurines for the Smash Brothers game has been announced by Nintendo, and they posted on the Japanese Nintendo site earlier today, and. So far, the new lineup is going to include Mega Man, Sonic, and Meta Knight. And
I want that Meta Knight one, just because.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that Meta Knight one looks awesome. Are you kidding me?
And of course, they're teasing some other surprises down the road. So.
Oh, they're always going to, man.
It's just Nintendo.
Nintendo's shady like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, who'd have thunk it?
Right?
Here we go. Another one for Zelda.
I know. What's happening?
Hey.
Dude, this is what's up.
They're setting up some big stuff going on.
Yep.
Legend of Zelda Wii U's graphics have, unlike some other games that were showcased at E3, the graphics for the Zelda Wii U have actually improved and not declined since E3.
Yeah.
So they said now it looks more amazing than what was shown at E3.
Of course, that
is huge.
It only gets better after E3. That
is massive. That is huge, considering the game looked phenomenal at E3. But they announced that the 2015's open world Legend of Zelda is progressing very well. So much so that the graphics have improved since the last time that the general public has seen it at E3. And this was according to Mr. Eiji Aonuma himself as well. In this week's issue of the Japanese trade publication Famitsu, translated by Nintendo, Aonuma was asked about the game's graphics. He replied, "Now it looks more amazing than what was shown at E3, quote unquote. He also spoke about the game's visual representation, as well as a very distinct style, as you can see in some of the video trailers that were released during E3. And he also talked about the huge spider-like monster that showcased at E3, which had a lot of us wondering who that was. It looked like a combination of enemies.
Yeah.
But he said it's an enemy type that has never appeared in Legend of Zelda series before. He wants the players to think about if any enemy like this appears, how would you beat it? As the trailer shows, this is a particularly mighty enemy and can be traverse. Oh, and it can traverse land and water.
Yeah, this is going to be epic.
He's amphibious. That's great.
Right?
So, pretty excited for that one.
Definitely looking forward to that one. Yep. As far as the Xbox One goes, as you know, there is currently the white edition Xbox One. Yep. It comes with Sunset Overdrive. It has been confirmed from...
It's going to be mass-produced.
No.
Well, limited.
Limited production. Once what is on the market is gone, that's it. No more. They've already manufactured everything they can. Or everything that they want to manufacture.
Is there a number-wise, like a serial number for it by any chance?
I don't know if there's a serial number on it, but it is definitely very limited on the run. I think what they're trying to do is not fall into the old... Let's make too many of the bundles with certain, runs and have them sit on shelves. Mm. So they're trying to make sure they're limited runs.
Are they just trying to rip off of Sony's Snow White PlayStation?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm not a big fan of white anyways. It looks cool,
same
though.
Here. I'd rather have it black, like everybody else, in my opinion.
Yeah. You like it black.
Says the guy who has all black system.
Talking about your coffee, man. Talking about your coffee.
Actually, I'm a tea drinker. I'm not a coffee drinker.
I'll get out of here.
No, seriously.
Get out of here. Go. Shoot.
All right, Fiddle. This one's you.
All right, so Oculus and Samsung Gears VR coming in December. So several episodes ago, we were talking about how Samsung wants to release a an Oculus head unit or goggles faster than any other company. So here they are. So in December, did it say anything about what day it is?
I don't think there's a date yet, no. It's just early next month.
Yeah, early next month, and let's see what it here is. The Bluetooth, what's it comes? Comes in two versions. For $249, you'll get the headset bundle with a Bluetooth gamepad for $250, and you get one for $199, but you only get the headset.
Yeah.
So let's see how this one goes. I mean, Samsung has some good stuff, always has some good stuff. I love the TVs. I have two of the TVs right now, and I had one of the TV, the LCD screens, but something went wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing more from there. The Gear VR stands out from the use of the Galaxy Note 4.
Yeah, well, you can use it on the Note 4. It's actually uses software by Oculus. So, I mean, it's actually going to be very interesting to see how this works. I don't know what all devices it's going to work for right off the bat, but it's going to be very interesting.
So if you want a real roller coaster ride, you might as well sit in your...
It says that it actually plugs in and just slides right into the actual.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So,
interesting.
So, one of my favorite developers that did The Walking Dead seasons 1 and 2, Telltale is also doing a Game of Thrones. So, pretty much a screenshot has leaked on the internet, and the graphics on this looks real nice. So, if you guys are a big fan of the HBO show called Game of Thrones, this is pretty much based out of. You'll pretty much recognize some of the female faces. If you guys haven't seen it, just go ahead and Google it. Or you can go through a GameSpot and they'll have screenshots for it. Yep. So this appeared back in what, the 16th, a couple of days ago, right. So pretty much several screenshots of Game of Thrones have appeared online. So Telltale hasn't denied or yet confirmed about this, the authenticity of the image itself. So we can't be, we can't be for sure true about it yet.
But it's most likely this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
if they don't deny it or confirm it, there's a good chance it actually did happen. It's happening right now.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad.
Okay, come on.
And here's one we've all seen. We all saw the writing on the walls.
Pretty much.
Years ago.
That's still around?
Yeah. Dude, back in the day it was awesome.
It was, but I thought they got rid of that a long time ago.
Yeah, now you're
up
to date.
So the G4 TV network is going away. Finally going away. So NBC Universal has...
Cable and obtained by IGN explains that the network will officially go offline in November 30th. So pretty much they have less than 15 days left.
Yeah.
So pretty much they have 11 days left.
Yeah,
sorry guys.
They got too big for themselves and went away from what they started out with. So.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they were all about video games. They're all about pretty much the geek stuff. which I loved back in the days. And dude, hey, Adam Sessler, Morgan Webb, yo.
Now, if you're a fan of what Triforce does, they have a new $600, 15-pound
plasma rifle replicas revealed. So, yeah. As soon as you, I believe you can have like two colors, a red one and a purple one. Hmm. Oh, dude, I'd rock the red one. I would definitely rock the red one. So pretty much, it's the same one that you see that the grunts are holding.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are well designed. They look beautiful.
And they weigh 15 pounds?
15 pounds.
15 pounds and that's $600.
Whew.
But they look phenomenal. Yeah. You guys aren't familiar... If you're not familiar with Triforce, I would suggest looking them up.
Yeah.
Don't Google Triforce because it's going to lead you into something that I would like. But
that Jesse and I would love.
Not what you're looking for. Google Triforce replica.
Yeah.
And it may lead you a little closer.
You'll see some amazing stuff. Meanwhile, last thing we've got here is regarding the Master Chief Collection. Day one, we've had some issues with matchmaking.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we had some minor bugs. I couldn't get into matchmaking the first day.
I stopped it after the first day.
I'm but you know what? You all. I want to get through the game again. That's where it's really, really fun. Then I'll get into multiplayer later on. Let them work out the little kinks here and there. We were supposed to get a patch today that's going to resolve some of those issues. I mean, right now it's a limited playlist. You can still play, but it's not going to be what they intended. But they are delaying the patch that was due out today. There's, you know, unfortunately some players have actually been locked out of multiplayer altogether. which actually happened to me on day one. I went to go on multiplayer, and I got a message saying, multiplayer not allowed.
Yep.
So.
That's weird. That's very troubling, actually.
It is a little troubles.
Well, it's you know, typical first day bugs and all.
It happens, unfortunately, so... But they're very quick to get working on it, and they're, you know, making things work better for as many people as they can and getting the patch done as quick as they can. Meanwhile, if you want to play through the campaign, you're going to have a lot of fun. That is where it's at right now.
Yes.
Now, I have a question for you guys and for the listeners back wherever you guys are listening to this from. So what problem does certain other review companies have that California does not have? I'll give you a hint, it's a hashtag and we're in a drought. It's too much water.
Oh yes. Mimi posted that up.
Yep. We got Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire coming out this Friday.
Oh yes.
It's coming out this Friday.
Good God.
So yeah. I'm pretty stoked about it. I just traded in a bunch of my old games.
Might as well.
I got $113 back.
Huh?
And I had a butt ton of points, like 64,000 plus points.
What?
That I traded in. I got like $25 off coupons and all kinds of stuff. I'm about to get these games for free.
Might as well.
Sweet.
It's about to happen. So we're getting that stuff. We're also going to probably pick up some amiibos. That's happening too. But look out for that, as well as Smash Brothers for the Wii U also comes out this Friday.
Nice.
So yes. That's another game we're going to end up picking up with that extra cash I got.
Extra money in your pocket.
And.
Uh-oh.
That's one, two, three games already. Keep going.
That's three games. And this is just for you know, ladies and some gentlemen out there that actually enjoy the series. The new Hunger Games comes out also this Friday.
Yes, Mockingjay.
Yep. So that also comes out this Friday, and Mimi and I are going to see it.
What time? Well,
we don't know yet. We'll talk about that later. We're gonna have a nice little nerd night out.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so that's
I can watch that movie on mute. Oh wait. Have to break the ice.
But that's some future stuff coming out. Now, let's go back a couple of days, maybe about a week or so. There was a very surprising move by one certain Scott Cawthon. If you guys aren't quite familiar, we mentioned him once already. He's the creator of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
He started handing out... demo went live, and you were able to download the demo, and he gave out certain extended demos to some people.
Uh-huh.
I don't have an extended demo. I have the demo.
Good.
But I don't have the extended demo. However,
and a very surprising move was the day that he released the extended demo, a couple hours later, those people that got the extended demo got the full game, and then he released the full game that same day. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is out and fully available. And I've been playing through it. I can only play through night 1 and 2 right now. I haven't bought the full game yet. But
give us.
Dude, it is pandemonic, man. I swear to you. It is nuts.
Wow.
As you know, there are no lights, or there are no doors. There are only lights.
You're only stuck in a suit.
No,
what?
You're not stuck in a suit. That's the thing. You're not stuck in a suit. You are the guard. But the game isn't exactly as we foresaw.
Okay.
So my theories, a couple of podcasts back, were wrong.
About how the database for...
Yeah.
Okay.
It was wrong. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is a prequel to Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh.
This takes place in 1987, during the Bite of 87.
So pretty much you're playing as the original bodyguard then.
You're playing as... Now this is quoted from the game.
Uh-huh.
You're only the second guy to hold the night shift. The other guys got switched to day shift. But this is a prequel. Remember that. So we don't know who that first guy was. But he's on the day shift. But he complained about how the animatronics kept trying to get into the room. So they moved to the day shift.
That's why they didn't have the doors compared to the original game.
Yeah.
Holy
so,
crap!
And that's the thing. Now with the masks,
yeah,
right. The masks will save you from the new animatronics. They will save you from the old animatronics.
Okay.
However,
shit.
Foxy's the only one who's not fazed by the mask, and I'm talking about the older Foxy,
as in
the old Foxy. Now. Here's the thing. This is... It's Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a different location than from the first game.
From the first one.
So what happened was... It used to be...
No.
Is this a brown note out there? Sounds like the brown note. But,
just a helicopter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is a helicopter. All right. But, yeah, so... Basically, it... the old restaurant was called... Fredbear's Family Pizza. Or, I'm sorry, Fredbear's Family Diner. Okay? And they used those old animatronics.
Uh-huh.
Well, since they closed down many, many years ago, I guess, and all those animatronics were, you know...
Slowly rotting away,
exactly. They, you know, when Fazbear Entertainment decided to take over...
They picked up those things.
Well, they saw them. They tried fixing them up, and it didn't quite work. So what they tried to do was they tried to implement some of the newer technology into those old animatronics.
So pretty much a...
Still didn't work.
Oh.
So they decided to just go and just get all new models. That's what all the new animatronics are.
Ah.
Now, the new animatronics have their own names as well. Not very creative, except for one of them, per se. But there are a total of not 4.
Uh-huh. This is scary.
Not 8 animatronics.
12.
10. There's a total of 10 animatronics in this game. Let me make that correct. It's 11. I'm sorry. There's 11 animatronics in this game.
Because of,
Okay? There's 11. Okay?
Now... Golden Freddy's back?
Golden Freddy is back.
Yeah!
You can actually tweak Golden Freddy in Night 7 during the custom night.
Really?
You can tweak all their levels from 1 to 20. And then on the bottom, he actually added a new mode where you can click left and right, and it'll automatically adjust the levels based on a certain scenario. So you have, like, Ladies Night, which will only make Chica. It will only make Toy Chica, and I believe Mangle. Mangle is the new Foxy.
Wow.
And it'll turn them on, and everybody else will be turned off. But it'll bump them up to, I think, level 10.
Jeez.
All
right.
And that would be considered Ladies' Night. And they have all different names for the different scenarios. Well, of course, you have the Golden Freddy scenario, which all 10 of them are up to 20.
Hmm.
Right? It's the equivalent of the 20-20-20-20 mode from Five Nights at Freddy's 1. And that is nuts.
Wow.
Totally nuts.
You're like, screw it, let me do it.
But
okay.
There are some Easter eggs. And there are some hidden stuff in that game in Five Nights at Freddy's 2 mm-hmm. that delves even deeper into the whole what happened to Bite 87, what happened with the animatronics, what's going on in this place, why are these animatronics acting like this, and what the hell is happening. And what it all turns out is it goes...
What the hell am I doing here? Not downloading it right now.
It's one of the same thing. But it goes deeper and deeper into the stories of this stuff. And by the end of your five nights, you finish out your fifth night and they say, you know, the guy in the answer machine is there. And it is the same guy from the first one because this is a prequel now. So he hasn't died yet.
Well, shoot.
Wow.
Because remember, spoiler... He dies on night four of Five Nights at Freddy's 1.
Yeah, yeah.
So, since this is a prequel, he's not dead yet. So it is the same guy. We're guessing he's like the manager guy.
He has to be.
But at the end of the fifth night, he says, well, maybe, you know, after this whole thing is blown over, this is an investigation going on. I guess it was an incident.
Yada, 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 yada.
But, you know, how these rumors spread, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, who knows? Maybe after the whole thing blows over, maybe I'll take the night shift.
Hmm.
He turns out to be the night guard from the Five Nights at Freddy's 1 that leaves you voicemail messages.
So technically... Well, okay.
Wow. Now,
the reason why Five Nights at Freddy's 1 is the way it is...
Uh-huh.
...is because at the end of night 6, he's like, what are you doing here? Didn't you get the memo? The place is closed. They closed down. So finish out your night, and in the morning... collect your paycheck, leave.
That's it.
And that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Well, there's a news clipping at the end of the game that says, you know, they're having some trouble, but Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria is closing down. They're closing their doors. But the CEO says that he might try and maybe bring the company back sometime in the future, even with a much, much lower budget. Which is where Five Nights at Freddy's 1 comes in. Because they have such a low budget, they can't afford to keep power on at night. They have to use the old animatronics because the new animatronics were the ones where they were the culprit of the incident of the Bite of 87.
Yes.
So they got destroyed.
Wow.
So they're using the old animatronics. But the old animatronics have been retrofitted previously with some of the newer facial recognition technology, but they've been tampered with.
Hmm.
Which is why the Bite of 87 even happened to begin with. Because someone snuck in, they picked up a yellow suit that was in the back storage room, and they got in, and they believed that they tampered the facial recognition.
Huh.
And that was never fixed.
Well, damn. All right.
Okay.
So Scott Cawthon did it again, man. He did it again.
Damn it, Scott. You're awesome. Damn it, why, dude?
But I've been playing it. I've been watching videos. I've been studying the game.
Jesus. It's only been a week.
I know so much about the game right now. I could talk you through the whole game. But I'm not going
to
do that.
No. We have to play.
No. We will play it. I would suggest go download it. You can download it off of Steam because it is on Steam. And it was also on IndieDB. Indie Database?
Yeah.
It was on IndieDB. It was number 1 out of 20,000 other games.
Ah, yeah.
So it beat out like 20,000 other games for the number 1 spot. It was nuts.
Wow.
And that was, if you want to download the demo, that's where you can download the demo, is IndieDB.
Okay. So I guess I know what to download after this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So any more news? Breaking news? Nothing more? So again, please do feel free to like our page on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. Keep an eye on our website for more write-ups, podcasts, of course, like this one. Also, breaking news too as well, pictures from the past, and more of the stuff. Follow us on Twitter too as well, at @twoshotsofgeek. And yeah, so I guess that's it for this podcast. Time for me to go home and download Five Nights at Freddy 2, you dirty bastard. But anyhow, again, this is twoshotsofgeek.com, and we're here to be in the future 8 bits at a time.
Oh yeah.
Freddy time.
See what I did there?